What I would compare it to is the Brian Lenihan presidential campaign, you know, where it fell apart in the last few days. You know, Charlie Haughey got through that, but I think it lasted about 6 months after that there. I suppose if I say, you know, the next election is a very long time away, a week's a long time in politics. We found that out on the campaign, you know, how quickly things change. Neil Martin might be there, he might not. There could be a change in all the party leaders, you know, by the end of it, the way these things go. I think that Neil Martin made a gamble with Jim Gavin, meeting him once and putting him forward. It was a big gamble and it didn't pay off. You know, he had, I suppose, the national election went very well, and this election was the process of it was a real disaster. And I think he's admitted that the parliamentary party and the political side of things for himself, he's managed to maybe hold off the momentum against him by the report at Christmas break as well. If you're going to be changing leader, you need someone to stand up as well and say they want to be the leader. And, you know, no one has stood up yet.
Well,
So,
that's happening. I mean, Jim O'Callaghan's not coming and spending evenings in Donegal and around the country for purely the good of his health, is he? I mean, that is already happening. People are the jockeying.
yeah, it is. I suppose if you were going to try and replace Neil Martin, or you're going to replace any political party leader, you know, you're going to do it when they're at their weakest. I think maybe Neil Martin might have passed that in this sense, you know, in the fact he's kind of got through the end of it. The thing is, like, I remember Albert Reynolds said that sort of you'll skip over the big things and the little things will trip you up. This makes Neil Martin more vulnerable to the little things now after this year. And I suppose Jim O'Callaghan's on tour and that. He's getting ready. But again, it'll take him standing up. It'll take him gathering votes to have an old
Do you
confidence
think
motion against him.
though, out of respect, they are hoping that rather than sort of maybe tarnish his dynasty, that they, and probably it's already happening, that he will depart ways on his terms? Or do you think he
Maybe.
genuinely thinks he's going to lead that party into the next election?
I would think so, because I think the minute you decide to, you know, you think to yourself you're not going to do it, I think a lot of power starts to go away from you. I think, you know, Neil Martin has served for a very long time. I can't imagine, you know, like he could have, if he wanted to step away from active politics, he probably would have ran for a presidential election, but he didn't. So I'd say that probably shows that he was planning staying on for a while
He
longer. I
probably wouldn't
think
even agree to meet himself once.
Yeah, it would have gone better, I think, if he ran anyway.
I will come back to you, but is he a lame duck leader now?
I don't think so, because again, I think he's got over the worst of this. He's still there. He has the Christmas break to come back. So I don't think he is a lame duck leader anymore. I think there is
Well,
definitely
you
a
don't think
rift with
Pat the
the
Cope Gallagher and Senator Noel Blaney are going to come back after Christmas and go, "Ah, sure, look it.
water under
I'm
the
full
bridge.
of turkey now. He's a mighty leader."
I think that, but that's political parties. You know, you're always going to have, you're never going to have anyone unanimous together. I think that Pat has made his disappointment clear. He listened to the members in Donegal and he reflected their views in that meeting. But that's politics, you know. And I think that Neil Martin, he still has the numbers at the minute. But like I say, it can change very, very
What's
quickly, you
your
know, now.
view as chair of Ogra Fianna Fáil in Donegal? Do you have faith in Micheál Martin to lead the party and lead the party into the next election?
In terms of Micheál Martin's leadership, that's for the parliamentary party. That's
No,
above
no,
my
no, no,
pay
no,
grade to
no. Yeah,
decide
come
that. But
here.
I would have no.
I'm
I'll
asking
just
your
say,
opinion.
I would say that Micheál Martin done a fantastic job with regards to the last national elections, and I think that you couldn't have confidence in how the process for picking a presidential candidate was decided. And Micheál Martin's admitted that, and I think it's good now that there's going to be changes. I think members in Donegal want to be more active in that process, and I think it's good that that will happen the next election.